I'm Richard Winters. Welcome to Unbridled. You know what has become very, very popular these days? It's tattoos. Everybody's got a tattoo. It used to be, there might be a man in the military that would have a tattoo, or you'd see someone out on the construction site that would have a tattoo. But now the little girl behind the checkout stand at the grocery store has a tattoo. Person in the office building has a tattoo. Your grandma might have a tattoo. A lot of people have tattoos these days. I remember when my son was getting ready to graduate high school, he said, "Dad, I want to get a tattoo." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, when you get out of school and out of this house and you start paying your own bills and you have 100% responsibility for your life, you can go ahead and get a tattoo. But while I'm bankrolling this thing, no tattoos." Well, my son went on, he joined the U.S. Coast Guard. He went through some very rigorous training, became a U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmer. And we are, needless to say, very proud of him. A few months ago, he came home and he said, "Hey, Dad, look here." And he pulled up his sleeve and sure enough, he had a tattoo. It was a big number, I don't know, 835 or something like that, with a little inscription underneath it. Well, that number, turns out, is his Coast Guard rescue swimmer number. In the whole history of the Coast Guard, there's only like 800 and something of these guys, so it's a pretty elite group. Needless to say, we're pretty proud of our son. Underneath his number, it's got a little saying. It says, "So others may live." Well, how could I get after him for that? That's pretty noble. You know, I train horses for a living. That's what I've done for the last 35 years. I think, well, if I had a tattoo, what would I say? I ride horses. You know, it just doesn't sound quite as noble. So we love our son, and he's got a tattoo. I think for myself, I can't imagine having a tattoo. If I did, what would I put on it? What would be so important to me that I'd want it on there for the rest of my life? I don't know. I'd have to really give that some thought. Well, here's the thing that I'm getting to. Did you know that God has a tattoo? I'm serious. God has a tattoo, and I'm going to read it to you right now. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 49 and verse 16, God says, "Behold, I have engraved your name on the palm of my hand." Whoa. Now, I understand that is just allegorically speaking. God is a spirit, and it's not like he has a hand that he can put a tattoo on. But he's saying, "I care so much about you that on my very hand, when I look down at it, I see your name." That's pretty important. If I saw you tomorrow and I saw a tattoo on your arm said Shirley, I'd think that, wow, Shirley must be a pretty important girl in your life. What's the deal? That's the proverbial guy that has a tattoo and Shirley's name's crossed out, and then Helen's name is underneath that and it's crossed out, and Amy's name is underneath that, and pretty soon he's gonna run out of arm. But God has written your name in the palm of his hand. So it's gonna stay there forever. That's how much he cares about you. Well, what if I make a mistake? What if I screw up? Well, you think God's gonna go down to the tattoo removal parlor and take your name off? I don't think so. God is committed to you. He's going to keep your name there. And in a way, when he's going about his business and he glances down at his hand, you know what he thinks about? He thinks about you because your name is there. Think, no, God doesn't think about me. You know what? He really does. And he's thinking about you right now in your present circumstances. He says, "I love you so much, I put your name in the palm of my hand." So if you're feeling a little bit unloved today, if you're feeling like you're quite a ways away from God, just keep this in mind, what the writer said in Isaiah chapter 49, God has written your name in the palm of his hand. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today that you have such a love for us, such a concern for us, that our name is inscribed in your hand, as it were. We can't hardly get our heads around that and imagine that. And sometimes we feel pretty far away from you. But remind us of that today, that that name written in your hand represents the love that you have for us and that you are just as close as the mention of your name. We thank you that you are a personal God. Thank you for loving us and caring for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So maybe I'm not so against tattoos after all. If God's into it, maybe I'm into it as well. I'm Richard Winters. This is Unbridled. Now go have a great week.